This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yep, it's the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Monday. Happy Monday to everyone out there. Hopefully everyone had a great weekend. So inside the NBA on TNT aired for the last time on Saturday as the Yacers beat the Knicks.
Yes, sir.
How you feel about them Yacers?
Yes, sirs.
It kind of grew on me, if we're being honest.
Really?
No, I can't get with it, man. I don't see how you could rock that shirt proud like that.
It's like good effort.
And you know you're going to get somebody like me to mess it up. Yes, sirs? No, yes, sir. Yes, sir. So now you got to explain what the hell that means.
E for effort, T for nice try.
Yeah. So they'd be in the finals. And now the show... Now we're inside the NBA. The show is staying together.
Yes.
And I just seen Dan Patrick talking to, I want to say Charles Barkley. I don't know if this was recent or not, but it sounds like it's a little more confusing than just going to ESPN. So I ain't going to get into all that, but.
You know me. I'm over here looking at all the information I got.
Yeah, so I'm trying to.
I got a little something for
because
you.
Because the way Charles Barkley explained it was we won't be on there all the time and. It just,
oh, really?
I think, I don't know if Turner was trying to do something else, but if they did it over at Turner, they wouldn't have the rights to the NBA highlights and all. They did like a plot type of a show.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Okay. Once I understand it, I'll probably bring it to the mixtape.
Mm-hmm. My best understanding is that Turner is still producing the show, but ESPN is paying Turner produce the show and put it on our airwaves.
Yeah.
Is the best way that I understand it.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to figure it out there, but this is the perfect excuse to go through some of the best of the moments on Inside the NBA.
I hope that my favorite Inside of the NBA moments here with the Rockets.
Okay. it might be.
All right. Okay.
We're thinking about the same thing.
I hope so.
So let's kind of start with some somewhat local ties.
Mm-hmm.
So the New Orleans Pelicans got swept last season. It felt like it was a couple years ago, but they got swept last season by the Thunder.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even a series. And here's Charles Barkley reacting to that. And he did not want them to know, he didn't want them to go to Cancun.
Mm-hmm.
Where you going, Chuck? Where you want them to go, Chuck?
Disappointed New Orleans. Where they going, Chuck?
Galveston. That dirty ass water. We're not even gonna send them to Cancun. We're gonna send them to Galveston with that dirty ass water be washed up on the shore. You people think they're in the beach. Y'all gonna send y'all to Cancun. Y'all drive y'all and y'all quit. Drive your ass down to Galveston.
A
Come on, man.
So they're not taking a little.
Come on, they didn't even try, man. No, we're not getting them no plane ticket to the beach. We send their ass to Galveston, Texas, right where that dirty water washed up on the beach, so they can't even get in the water.
Hey, Shaq need to leave us alone, man. He ain't need to do the game. Galveston is a lovely place, man.
All he did was tee it up.
Yeah. Like this is like when you have you know your family and people start making fun of them. No, that's my family. We get to make fun of them.
Yeah.
You don't get to make fun of them.
Yeah, so you saying he telling the truth on that.
I ain't saying nothing to the sort.
No, he is.
Stop twisting my words.
You kind of said that.
Stop twisting my words.
So, San Antonio. How you feel about San Antonio? You like San Antonio?
Lovely women.
I'm glad you said that because Charles had to apologize. I guess they wanted Charles to apologize over something he said about the women in San Antonio.
You know, I've heard from some complaints from the people of San Antonio.
Why would that be?
Let me just say this. I heard they were talking about us on some stupid show called The Talk the other day. I don't know what that is. If you don't like me or the show, turn it off. And they want me to apologize. That's not going to happen.
What that's they want not going to apologize for?
Me joking about those big old women down in San Antonio. You know that I'm joking around, but if y'all waiting on me to apologize, hell,
what are you apologizing for? I'm
trying to big old women down there.
My favorite part is that both Kenny and Shaq know exactly how to push the button.
Oh yeah,
like he know what Chuck needs to apologize for, but Kenny's like, I don't know. What are you?
Yeah, no, that's I know. Shaq get a lot of criticism on that show that everybody feel like he kind of the worst one.
What do you say, Chuck?
Yeah, all he got to do is say, hey, where they going, Chuck?
What do you say, Chuck?
What they doing, Chuck? He just tee it up right.
But
there.
at least he's not hiding it. Kenny's like, wait, what are you apologizing? No, you know what you're doing. Just. Don't act like he's acting like he's innocent here. No, Kenny, you doing this too.
Yeah, man. They know how to tick each other off, get each other going.
100%.
Yeah. It's the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610 going through some of the best favorite moments of inside the NBA. Have y'all ever been to Fenway Park?
Yes.
I actually haven't.
Where did you sit?
Press box, but I did a column once sitting outside near the Green Monster.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So apparently Charles Barkley at this time he never been to Fenway Park, but he mentioned how he wanted to sit on the monster.
You know, I saw Jeff Twist the other night. That's one of my goals.
Oh, he need to be out there.
I would love to sit on top of the monster.
Yep. There you go.
Jeff Twist. Hey,
yo. You would enjoy it.
I want to sit on the.
You've been to Fenway before, right?
I've never been to Fenway.
You've never been to Fenway?
I've never been to Fenway.
Stop. Oh, man.
No, but I want to sit on it. I donate money to charity to sit on top of the monster.
Just a viral moment waiting to happen. Just a viral moment waiting to happen.
What you want to say? What you
there it is.
Stop it, man.
Where do you want to sit?
So when soon as he said that, Kenny and Shaq just lost it.
Big old kids.
Yeah, I think Ernie and them wasn't even paying attention. They were just so involved in the conversation. Mm-hmm. They sitting there cracking up like some little kids, man.
You got to remember, Ernie's a baseball dude, man. So like, he's he's talking about the Green Monster. And then as soon as Shaq hit him with the, where you want to sit, Chuck? He's like, oh, no. Oh, the kids, then they're at it again.
Yeah. All right, so how do y'all feel about former NBA ref Dick Bavetta?
Legendary.
I think I looked up his Wikipedia. I think he started refereeing in like 74.
Yeah.
And just retired in 2014.
Yeah. Man, he was doing it for a whole long minute. But that you talk about 2014, that dude was old.
Yeah.
That dude was old with the T on the end. Old.
Yeah. So here is inside the NBA discussing if they ever talked to refs before the game. And Shaq tried to call out Charles Barkley for maybe kissing up to the refs. Mm. And remember, we talk about Dick Bavetta.
You never talked to the refs before the game? Ever?
Ever. You know, Ernie, I've talked to you. Like, if we felt like I bet it when I was captain.
You used to kiss up to him.
No, I didn't kiss up to him.
Yes, you did.
Listen.
You kissed Dick in the mouth.
Hey, yo, come on now. Come on, brother.
Talk about the referee.
He's a ref.
That did sound good.
Yeah, I sure did, but it happened.
It's 2 o'clock.
It don't happen. You kiss Dick in the mouth. So I know how it sounds, but we have footage.
Waiter.
We have footage.
What's funny is like that's maybe the one time where Shaq was being sincere.
Yeah.
He was not making a joke.
He wasn't trying to be nasty.
Yeah.
Now the second time he said it, that was a problem.
He knew.
Just on Saturday, he was like, he F word on the air. He's like, I do not care. That's the problem. That's the thing that might get them in trouble at ESPN. Although ESPN's gotten a little bit more lax about letting things slide as opposed to being
especially
all buttoned up about the mouse. Like it feel like the mouse don't run thing over there in the same way. But yeah, man, those dudes don't take well to authority. So it might be tough when ESPN's like, hey, we don't want y'all to do that. And they're like, well, that's exactly what I'm going to do now.
Yeah.
All right, so I wonder if this is the moment Reggie was talking about
come
with
on
the
now.
Rockets. So Rockets versus Clippers on TNT back in 2018. And police presence?
Mm-hmm. Roz Gold on Woody, thank you very much. I
they're not laughing at you. They're laughing at the incident.
They don't believe
Charles.
I played in the NBA for 16 years, and I've been on TV for 18 years. This is the first time I ever heard police presence. They got a police presence? Are you kidding me?
Social media reports that LAPD was called.
LAPD was called.
These two, man.
Come on. Chuck.
I don't know what this is, and I don't know why.
Hello, police. Chris Paul trying to beat me up. this is Blake Griffin. Chris Paul trying to get in the locker room. Get down here and save me.
That was so good.
That might be my favorite moment right there,
because
man.
Because it tells you everything about their era and the new era and where they stand and all that stuff, you know?
But what's funny, though, is like when you talk about the old era, new era, what have you, like the older era, I guess, for lack of a better term, would talk about like, yo, these players too nice, man. Like we used to fight on the court or whatever. That's what basically was supposedly happening. Like the reporting was it was after a Clippers Rockets game. And of course, this is at this point, Chris Paul had played for the Clippers, was now playing for the Rockets at that point. And like, so he had an understanding of how the locker room situation was. Supposedly there was like a back hallway or whatever that connected the two. And they wanted to go, they was mad at each other. So they wanted to go talk to them folks. So they took the back hallway or whatever. And then it became contentious
tried
or whatever.
To get in the locker room.
Yeah. So they was trying to go, you know,
a police presence.
They wanted to go, I guess, talk it out, maybe fight it out. Who knows?
Yeah.
But the idea that like, you know, the police guy, which is funny because it's not like the Clippers actually, it's not the locker room did not call the police.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it doesn't matter.
It's probably with security guards there that called the police and all that stuff. But just hearing police presence after a small little brawl or whatever that happened during the game or after the game.
Hello, police. Chris Paul is trying to beat me.
That was so
will good. Live forever in my brain. Live forever. Because, I mean, Chris Paul is 6 foot. Like, we look at him and we see him on the basketball court. He looks short. That's not really a short dude.
Yeah.
Except it's hilarious.
Not to
I just,
you.
Yeah, he's taller than you.
We gonna fight eventually. It's gonna happen.
All right, last one. So with inside the NBA pretty much going to ESPN, do you think Charles is super excited about working for ESPN?
Oh, I know he's not.
Well, this is him talking about, and this was like a stray at ESPN for some reason. It was going through the highlights. This was during the Durant on the Warriors days. And Kenny asked him, hey, would you work for ESPN? Why you don't want to work for ESPN?
Curry with 21, Durant 39.
Why don't you go to ESPN and then I can not talk to you?
You're not going
to
work me like a dog and not pay me.
Why wouldn't you go to ESPN?
You're not going
to
work me like a dog and not pay me.
I'm just saying. Hey,
things that happen on this show.
ESPN 1, 2, 3. ESPN News. ESPN You. ESPN Radio. And then come up with that little puny thing.
Nothing.
ESPN Deport.
I'm telling you.
Nothing good happens after 1:15 in the morning.
ESPN Deportes. They have me on ESPN Deportes. Muy bien, gracias. La muchacha. La muchacha. Hermanito.
La muchacha.
That's the problem, though. Like, they...
That's what's going to not be there.
Because when they get punched drunk at 1 in the morning, as he was talking about, like I feel like you need that, and we can't be at Scott Van Pelt, which is tough because Scott Van Pelt is so good at this.
Yeah.
Like, how do we get both of these? Do we go to ESPN News? Do we just put them on ESPN News? Like, I just need more of this.
Yeah, I'm not sure. They might, honestly, after listening to Dan Patrick talking to Charles Barkley, They might do something where they on just a little bit, and then they going, they probably, I don't know if they going to alternate where sometimes SVP might get the post game like he usually do, and then maybe sprinkle in a little inside the NBA. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah.
But
they better not mess it up, man.
Yeah, I think everybody a little worried about this. Hopefully they won't mess it up.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real quick, John, yes or no answer. So a new TikTok trend, putting jalapenos in white wine. Would you be down for that?
Absolutely not. That's gross.
What?
No way.
The additional flavor profile?
So it was a trend of people actually doing this
bad wine,
to their white wine.
Yeah.
And some expert,
white wine just in general?
No. I'm saying if you have to put something else in that glass of wine, then the wine probably sucks.
Now, some experts were on board with this, saying it was a sensible combination.
No.
So you still wouldn't try it? Even if a wine expert.
Why would you ruin
expert,
great white wine?
It might make it better, though.
Okay, maybe it would help some crappy white wine. That's the only way it would help. You know I'm right on that. Like a good glass of wine, and you're putting a jalapeno in it?
I mean,
what are you doing?
It's like a good cocktail, and then you put a little tajin on the rim. I mean, like, you just kind of change it a little. Add a little flavor to it, baby.
You ain't saying that's ruining the beer, right?
Hell no.
This man don't put that orange slice on my Blue Moon.
That's different. That's
ruining
beer.
The beer.
Yeah.
All right, last one. So today I mentioned how we might be leaving the show a little early.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently today is National Leave Work Early Day.
Why
did you tell me that at noon?
You wasn't about to leave at noon. I'll tell you that for damn sure.
Hey, we can leave after this break. I think you do this live read from Driftwood Shores.
Will we be here or not when we come back?
I guess we'll have to find out.
You'll never know.
You have to stick around to find out. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That's Figgy Figs mixtape. 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610 at The Figgy Fig on social media. If you see something mixtape worthy, somebody said ESPN Plus Inside the NBA Uncensored, I'll take it. I will take it. But coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas on the drive today. It'll be Ron and Luke Morrow. But before we get there, I do want to check in on We were talking about some of the trends. There was one more trend that I wanted to get your opinion on, so we'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave. I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.